A word for you from Proverbs chapter 8, verses 33 and 34. Hear instruction and be wise, and do not neglect it. Blessed is the one who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting beside my doors. The comparison in this chapter in particular, and in the rest of the book of Proverbs, is between wisdom and foolishness. And so we find a continual comparison. In the chapter before this, it says, for instance, in verse 8, about the young man who lacked any sense, who was simple, passed along the street near her corner, taking the road to her house. And there again, it speaks, yes, about the literal prostitute, but also about the symbolism that prostitution is symbolized by foolishness, and foolishness as prostitution, selling of yourself, the cheapness of life instead of that which has got enduring quality. And so here it is, should be in the mind, remembering what has gone on before this chapter 8, that when you get to this, blessed is the one who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting beside my doors. It is understandable in the context of the comparison between the fool and the wise. Remember, it's not speaking about the wise in the sense of intelligent, because you don't have to be super intelligent to be wise. Yes, you can be even illiterate and wise, because God's wisdom can live in you if you have Jesus Christ in your life. For as it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30, that Jesus has been made unto us our wisdom. But there is an expectation of you. It's not just that you have it, but it says, blessed is the one who listens to me, which does mean, of course, that you might not be listening to wisdom. Wisdom is speaking, but you're not listening. And then, watching daily at my gates, not neglecting me, waiting beside my doors. In other words, saying, Lord, what do you say about the circumstance? Lord, what is your will? This is what I think, Lord, but what do you think? And that person is truly wise, because he's watching daily at the gates of wisdom. He's waiting beside the door of wisdom, not standing at the corner near the house of the prostitute, the ultimate simpleton, the fool. Are you standing beside the door of wisdom or beside the door of foolishness?